Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have His Grace Prasannatma Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji will be enlightening us by walking us through Srimad Bhagavatam 4.7.20 onward. Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much. Dhanavad Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for giving us this opportunity, your valuable time and association this morning. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to you now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prasannatma Prabhuji.
Hello, sorry, I'm on mute. I apologize, I am on mute. But Hare Krishna, thank you so much for giving this opportunity. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas on the call. So I will start with prayers. Thank you so much for your services, Lakshmi Mataji. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrutva Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat. Srinvatam Swakataha Krishnaha Punyasravana Kirtanaha. Pradayam tastahi abhadrani vidunoti sukhrutam. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaye. Bhagavate uttamasloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. So today we are going to talk about, discuss about fourth canto, 17th chapter, 20th verse onwards. Pravahatmana vai strishu kruta agasu api jantavaha kim vuta tadvida rajan karuna dena vatsalam. Even translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Pravahatmana strike, na never, strishu, women, kruta agasu api, having committed sinful activities, api aldo, jantava, human beings, kimvuta, then what to speak of, tat vidha, personalities like you, rajan, O king, karunaha, merciful, dhyana vatsalaha, affectionate to the poor. Even if a woman does commit some sinful activity, no one should place his hand upon her. And what to speak of you, dear king, who are so merciful, you are a protector and you are the affectionate to the poor. 21. Mam vipachya ajaram navam yatra vishvam pratishtatam atmanam cha prajascha ima katham ambasidhyasasi. Mam, me, vipachya, breaking to pieces, ajaram, very strong, navam, boat, yatra, where, vishvam, all worldly paraphernalia, pratishtitam, standing, atmanam, yourself, cha, and praja, your subjects, cha also, yamah, all these, katam, now, ambasi, in the water, jayasi, you will hold. The cow-shaped yet continued, my dear king, I am just like a strong boat, and all the paraphernalia of the world is standing upon me. If you break me to pieces, how can you protect yourself and your subjects from drowning? Purport, Beneath the entire planetary system in the Garbha water, Lord Vishnu lies on this Garbha water, and from his abdomen a lotus stem grows, and all the planets within the universe are floating in the air, being supported by this lotus stem. If a planet destroyed, it must fall into the water of Garbha. The earth therefore warned King Prithu that he could gain nothing by destroying hell. Indeed, how would he protect himself and his citizens from drowning in the Garbha water? In other words, outer space may be compared to the ocean of air, and each and every planet is floating on it, just as a boat or island floats on the ocean. Sometimes planets are called Dvipa islands, and sometimes they are called boats. Thus, the cosmic manifestation is partially explained in this reference by the cow-shaped earth. 22nd, Prithu Vacha. Prithu Vacha vade vasude tvam varadishyami mat sasana parakmukim bhagam barhishi ya vridne na tanoti chanah vasu. King Prithu replied to the earthly planet, "My dear earth, you have disobeyed my orders and rulings. In the form of demigod, you accepted your share of yajnas we performed. But in return, you have not produced sufficient food grains. For this reason, I must kill you." Purport. The cow-shaped earthly planet submitted that she not only was a woman, but was innocent and sinless as well. Thus, she argued that she should not be killed. Besides, he pointed out that being perfectly religious-minded, the king could not violate the religious principles that forbade killing a woman. In reply, Maharaj Prithu informed her that the first of all she had disobeyed his orders. This was the first sinful activity. Secondly, he accused her of taking her share of yajnas but not producing sufficient food grains in return. 23rd, Yavasam jagdi anudinam naiva nadogdi aushadam payam tasyam evam hi dushtayam dandana atra nasasyate. Yavasam, green grass, dagdi, you eat, anudinam, daily, na, never, eva, certainly, dogdi, you yield, adu saham, in the milk bags, payah, milk, tasyam, when a cow, evam, does, he certainly, dustyam, being offensive, danda, punishment, na, not, atra, here, na, not, sasyate, is advisable. Translation, although you are eating green grass every day, you are not filling your milk bag so we can utilize your milk. Since you are willingly committing offenses, it cannot be said that you are not punishable due to your assuming the form of a cow. A cow eats green grasses in the pasture and fills her milk with sufficient milk so that the cowherd man can milk her. Yajnas are performed to produce sufficient clouds that will pour water over the earth. The word paya can refer both to milk and to water. As one of the demigods, the earthly planet was taking her share in the yajnas. That is, she was eating green grass, but in return she was not producing sufficient food grains. That is, she was not filling her milk bag. Maharaj was therefore justified in threatening to punish her for her offense. So we'll discuss on these verses. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिचारु स्वामीति नामिने नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवाधा प्राच्याच्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Thank you for giving me this opportunity today. So today this is very important verse. How so many things? How we have to behave? Let's start with the 20th shloka. The purport is very powerful. Here there is no purport, but the translation. Even if you're a woman. So the background is, this is the conversation going on between Prithu and Mother Earth. We call Mother Earth, you know, we give such a respect to the Mother Earth. But what happened is, King Prithu is none other than the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he was angry when his family and the mainly the family, I said family because he took care of the all the citizens in the kingdom. Bharatavarsha means all around the globe like family. When the citizens of the kingdom came and said, we are not getting enough food from the earth, as a responsible king, he was very angry. And he went to Mother Earth and almost trying to, you know, punish her. And at that instance, Mother Earth said, these are the prayers of Mother Earth to King Prithu. Even if a woman does commit some sinful activity, no one should place his hand upon her. What a great example. I mean, in the sense, Mother Earth is praying to King Prithu. And she is telling that even if a woman commits most terrible activities, right? Sinful activity. And Mother Earth is saying, no one should place his hand upon her. That's how we respect women. And she didn't finish there. Unto what to speak of you, dear king, who are so merciful. You are a protector and you are the affectionate to the poor. And now Mother Earth is smart, saying, dear king, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, what are your qualities? You are merciful. You are protector. You are affectionate to the poor. All time, my favorite verse in Srimad Bhagavatam is Aho Bakiyam Tanakala Kutam Jinga Suva Apayat Api Asadvi Lebe Gatim Dasri Uchitam Tata Sanyam Kamva Dayalum Saranam Rajema. How compassionate that personality of Godhead when a woman came with breast full of poison to kill baby Krishna. Baby Krishna looked in this woman a mother, and she gave, and Krishna gave the position of Putana in the spiritual world when she died is almost like close to Mother Yashoda. So here, merciful, when Mother Earth said to Prithu, you are so merciful and you are a protector and you are affectionate to the poor. So protector, always when I hear the word protector, you know, two instances, especially Draupadi. Draupadi, when she has such a powerful husband, and powerful husbands in that court, when Dushasana is pulling the sari and nobody is helping Draupadi, and you know, all she did is like, you know, give a small piece of sari, but at the need, he delivers, guaranteed. In Bhagavad Gita, he said, you know, my devotees will never ever perish, period. I promise, my devotees will never perish. So, that is the protector aspect. And affectionate to the poor, like Ajamil, right? And Kuchela. He is so affectionate. Krishna's affection is unlimited. So now Mother Earth is putting those words to pacify King Prudhu. And in the 21st verse, the Kaushya Priyat continued, my dear king, I am just like a strong boat and all the paraphernalia of the world is standing upon me. If you break me to pieces, how can you protect yourself and your subjects from drowning? The meaning is, we all know in the second canto, first of all, Krishna, from Krishna, Karanodaskaya Vishnu comes. From Karanodaskaya Vishnu, Garbhodaskaya Vishnu comes. From Garbhodaskaya Vishnu, Garbhodaskaya Vishnu is staying in this Pala Samudra. And from his womb, a nice lotus flower will stem up. And from this lotus flower, Brahma comes. Brahma creates all these, Jevarasi. And one of those creations is Mother Earth. Now, Mother Earth is telling to King Prudhu, you stand on me. If you break me into pieces, how will you protect yourself, your subjects from drowning? The meaning is, because everything came from Krishna, now if you are so angry and if you want to punish me, kill me, what happens? All the residents, for example, all our houses where we are sitting, everything is on planet Earth. If we break this planet Earth, what happens? We will end up in the water. Now Mother Earth is saying, if you punish, you know, whole earth will sink into this ocean. Initially, people think Earth is flat. It's not round. But Srimad Bhagavatam, it said this concept of globe of Earth, 5,000, 6,000 years back, when Columbus started going around the earth in the ship, and he felt, before Columbus, you know, before all these people who were traveling around the world, people thought earth is a flat land, it's not a globe, right? But Srimad Bhagavatam is telling that many decades back, many thousands of years back. And then now the prayers of earth from verse 18 to 21. And earth is begging, you should not kill me. You should not kill me. Now King Prithu counter arguments to the earth. Now King Prithu says, oh, by the way, earth take as a form of the cow. So the earth means the whole planet earth is not running. She is running in the form of cow. So now King Prithu is arguing that, my dear earth, you have disobeyed my orders and rulings. In the form of demigod, you share your share of the yajnas we performed, But in return, you have not produced sufficient food grain. For this reason, I must kill you. See this statement. Krishna. So there are two very important concepts here. The cow-shaped earthly planet submitted that she is not only a woman, but innocent and sinless as well. What did the cow say in the form of the earth? She said, I am sinless, I am innocent, I am a woman. And thus she argued she should not be killed. And she said, I am a religious-minded person. The king could not violate the religious principles that forbade killing a woman. In reply, Maharaj Prudhu informed her that first of all, she had disobeyed his orders. What are the orders of Krishna? Here the statement King Prudhu said, my dear earth, you acted as a demigod. Yes, you are one of my demigods. But what is your responsibility? Your responsibility is you have to do your job. If you don't do your job properly, I must kill you. So I will read this very one, fourth canto, 17th verse, 22nd. Fourth canto, 17th chapter, 22nd verse. If somebody says, hey, all gods are same, all demigods are same, just quote this verse where it is clearly mentioned. King Prithu is none other than Supreme Personality of Godhead, replying to the earthly planet. My dear earth, you have disobeyed my orders and ruling. So here the statement is very powerful. Even Shiva, Brahma, Vinayaka, anybody has to obey Krishna's orders. Even we. In the form of demigod, you accepted your share of yajnas we performed. But you are not delivering, right? You took all the food particles when we give in the yajna as a earth, you have to give back to the citizens. Now you are not giving any food to the citizens. For that, I must kill you. See this statement. And sometimes people argue, why bad things happening to me? I am so good, why it's happening to me? Krishna, it's all because of our karma. Krishna is too busy to worry about our small ant-like lives and our things. We do so many mistakes with our senses, our karma, our attachments to this and that. And no attraction to Srimad Bhagavatam, no attraction to holy name. So Krishna doesn't have time for it. Yesterday I was reading a book, we go to this beautiful kirtans, this, that, and by the way, what is our mission? Is to please Krishna. Why we are in Krishna consciousness? Why we go to temple, why we chant, why we read Srimad Bhagavatam, why you read Bhagavad Gita, why you read, I read, it's all one single-pointed attention, single-pointed point that to please Krishna, period. So in that way, I lost my train of thought, but I was supposed to say something. But anyways, I read this, that, in Goloka Vrindavan, Lakshmi Sahasra Satasambrama Sevyamanam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Krishna, to serve Krishna, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrama Sevyamanam. 1,000 into 100. 100,000 Lakshmis are competing and fighting against not one Lakshmi, right? 100,000 Lakshmis are competing and fighting to serve Krishna. And each gopi, mother Radharani, is so expert in serving Krishna, there are so many beautiful pastimes what Radharani did to Krishna. So many beautiful pastimes. How Radharani is expert in everything. Radharani sings. Radharani cooks, excellent cook, excellent artist, excellent dancer, excellent in everything. And each gopis, thousands of gopis, cooking food, prasadam, top class, Kamadenu's milk preparations. And Narada, and Srila Prabhupada, and all these, you know, Vyadavya, Sukadeva, Goswami, pure-hearted, 100% pure-hearted, no attachment for these personalities. So, you know, all these people are competing to serve Krishna. Why Krishna bother about anything what we do here? So in this one Maharaj's book, he was writing that, you know, whenever we go to a Kirtan Mela or whenever we do something, we should know what is my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is to please Krishna, right? Now, it's not like Prasannatma Das knows so many verses, he talks, or, you know, he's a good whatever. That is all nonsense. When compared to, that is all ignorance. If because I have to put on me, I don't want to put on anybody else. So, anything, retreats, Kirtan Mela, so-called getting stardom, and this Maharaj book is saying that each gopi knows 33,000 different swaras, talas. How, you know, we don't even know like maybe 100 ragas or talas. So always we should be having this humble mood that I am a small ant. Not only me. Even Brahma is a small ant. Shiva is a small ant when compared to Sarvakarana Karanam. Iswaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadaradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Brahma is praising. Anantaseshi is praising. So the only way we, please Krishna is by this mood of crying, begging, and realizing that we do so many offenses, and realizing that we are so imperfect, and realizing that we beg for His mercy. The only way we get Krishna's small drop of mercy is by crying and begging and thinking that I am the lowest of the lowest of the lowest. Pranadapi sunichena taruriva sushnena amanena manadena ketaniya sadahari. That is the only way. Or else Krishna can kill anybody anytime. A small ant to Mother Earth here. Or big demon, Ravana. You know, Agasura, Pranavata, Kamsa, all these, Krishna can kill anybody, anytime. So human body is a unique vehicle where we can do this seva to Krishna. We never know when will we die. You know, that's why we have to take this very seriously. Time is ticking. Time is ticking. As a neurologist, I always see people dying, you know, day 1, day 5, day 10, day 20, 1 month, 3 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. So death is the closest thing to us actually. Death is always next to us. So that's why we have to take this super seriously. Super seriously. But again, back to this whole thing that Krishna is telling, not Krishna, Prithu, King Prithu is telling to Mother Earth that, oh my dear demigod, you are not doing your duty properly. For that I have to kill you. Period. And in the next verse, although you are eating green grass every day, you are not filling your milk bag so we can utilize your milk. Since you are willingly committing offenses, it cannot be said that you are not punishable due to your assuming the form of a cow. Purport. A cow eats green grasses in the pasture and fill her milk bag with sufficient milk so that the cowherd men can milk her. Yajnas are performed to produce sufficient clouds that will pour water over the earth. The word paya can refer both to the milk and to the water. As one of the demigods, the earthly planet was taking the share in the yajnas. That is, she was eating green grass, but in return she was not producing sufficient food grain. That is, she was not fulfilling her milk, not filling her milk bag. Prithu Maharaj was therefore justified in threatening to punish her for her offense. See, again, as one of the demigods, Mother Earth, she is not doing her duties. She is taking grain, but she is not giving milk. So that is a huge problem. And now King Prithu is saying, I will punish you. And in the 24th, even King Prithu is a little bit stronger on Mother Earth, said, you have so lost your intelligence. King Prithu is telling to Earth, you lost your mind, intelligence. Despite my orders, you do not deliver the seeds of herbs, grains formerly created by the Brahma and now hidden within yourself. See, actually, if we think, oh, we created everything, here Prithu is saying, actually, that is created by Brahma. Brahma got that knowledge because of me. If you think that you are carrying everything, actually you are not doing anything. It is Brahma did that. So now what you are doing? You are keeping all the seeds, everything in your belly, and you are not giving to the people. That is bad. While creating all the planets in the universe, Lord Brahma also created the seeds of various grains, herbs, plants and trees. When sufficient water falls from the clouds, the seeds fructify and produce fruit, grains, vegetables, etc. By his example, Prithu Maharaj indicates that whenever there is a scarcity in food production, the head of the government should take steps to see why production is being held up and what should be done to rectify the situation. Just like that, if there is a problem somewhere, you know, as a president or a prime minister, they will try to fix that problem. When the citizens of King Prithu's kingdom, they came, they said to Prithu, hey, we are not, you know, severe famine, and we are not getting food. So can you please speak with Mother Earth? So now King Prithu is fixing this problem. So always I like discussion rather than, you know, a single talk. So I will pause here, and I want to you know, discuss about, for example, today how to improve bhakti. Always our point is how we can, in our daily lives, how we can improve our sadhana and our love to Krishna, any practical tips, any realizations, any comments, any suggestions, please. Thank you so much for giving this opportunity. Panchakalpa tarubhyasya krupa sandubhya avacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. All glories to the Srila Prabhupada who wrote these books so that we are able to touch these books and read this transcendental nectar and the eternal facts. All the nights he spent on this book, on these literature. In that way, when we are reading directly, these are words from the lotus mouth of Srila Prabhupada. The best way we associate with Srila Prabhupada is assisting in his mission and reading and sharing these books to everyone and this knowledge to everyone. So thank you so much for giving all this opportunity and all the wonderful Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who are working so tirelessly to make this call happen. Thank you. And now we can discuss.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai, this is Vinaya. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Very nice points you have shared today on the class. Prabhuji, I just have one point I wanted to ask you. Prabhu, here Bhadarkau was giving the reason that, how that Potana came and wanted to kill Krishna by giving the poisonous milk, but still Krishna gave the mercy on Potana and gave a mother position, then why you want to kill me? That reason was very nice. Do you want to elaborate on that point, Prabhuji?
Actually, I'm just, thank you so much, Mataji, for your services and, for your encouragement. I really appreciate from the bottom of my heart. When I quoted Potana's verse, actually that's my favorite verse in Bhagavatam, one of the favorite verses, because it shows the Krishna's unlimited compassion, how compassionate this personality is. Yath said, dear Prudhu, you are very merciful. That's why I quoted in that context. Actually, Srila Prabhupada didn't wrote in this purporta translation. So, what happens is, the one very important thing is people do mistakes. Even Brahma did mistake, right? Hiding all the cows. So all the great personalities did mistakes. So in the same way, Mother Earth is doing the mistake. Now Krishna has the capacity to correct everyone and anyone, anytime. He is the supreme boss, no questions asked. So in this context, the only way I see is Krishna is very merciful and King Prudhu is very merciful. If you see further down in this chapter, the conversation is so beautiful and Mother Earth offers very nice prayers at the end of this chapter. And if you want, because you asked, let me just mention a few things. Earth surrenders in 28th verse. After hearing angry Prudhu Maharaj, who was like death personified, the earth began to tremble and she surrendered. With folded hands, she speaks as follows. I offer respects to you, the transcendental Lord, expand in many forms and species by your material energy. As the universal form are composed of gunas, always remain transcendental, are unaffected by the waves of material existence. You are independent Lord and have created me, the resting place of all living entities. And now you are trying to kill me. Other than you, who can be my shelter? You created all living entities by your inconceivable energy, and you are maintaining them, protecting them. You are also a strict follower of Dharma. So how can you be so anxious to kill me? And Mother Earth said, no, but your activities cannot be understood by persons bewildered by Maya. You are one. But your inconceivable potentials, you have expanded yourself into many forms and caused this universe to be created through Brahma. And yet finally prays, just like Kunti Maharani says, right? I am bewildered. Not only Kunti Maharani, Mother Earth, Brahma, and Pandavas, everyone bewildered by Krishna's activities. We cannot understand his activities. So to answer our question, Mataji, I quoted that verse. But in this verse also, how at the end, Mother Earth surrenders to King Prudhu. And the next chapter's name is Prudhu Maharaj Milks the Earth Planet. So see the power of a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything and everything. If something bad happens to our life, it is because of our karma. He never does bad. But, so he is Supreme Boss. He can do anything and everything. So those are my few thoughts and comments about, this context.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. A beautiful lecture, Prabhuji. You had mentioned at the end of the lecture what are the comments on how to improve the sadhana. I myself are struggling so much. One thing I observe is that when we are so much when we really chant also with the mood that we are so grateful to Srila Prabhupada for having given us this mercy to actually chant and perform these daily morning prayer, morning program, getting up early, giving us that regimen, which has brought us so much discipline in our life. If it was not for him, we wouldn't have not read these books. We wouldn't have really appreciated. So each and every moment is sometimes if we appreciate and become so grateful, then we can probably understand the importance and because we know the time is so less, right? We don't have enough time. We don't know what's going to happen next life, at least. So that's the way, Prabhuji, I was just thinking.
Thank you so much for those comments, Mataji. Yes. Always think that time is very less and material world is very powerful. The responsibilities are very strong. And on top of that, mind is, in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, achanchalam. Mind doesn't stay one place. Extremely strong, powerful, uncontrollable. And, her guest, Dhanakeli Mataji, visited Omaha and she said, what is the biggest disease, right? The biggest disease is taking this body itself. The moment we entered into this body, it is a terminal disease. That disease will only be stopped at death. But this body itself is also an excellent vehicle to do sadhana so that we don't come again back into this body.
In a place like South Carolina, where I was last week, the worker campaign is doing well.
Back into this body. So I agree. We never know when this body will fall off. So having that urgency in the mood of pleasing Krishna, how I can please Krishna? But always be enthusiastic. Krishna always looks for tiny like a tiny ant, whatever that ant or squirrel, Lord Sri Ramachandra, or Hanuman is carrying big mountains, this squirrel is carrying like one grain of sand particle. He said, both are in my eyes, both efforts are same. You are trying your 100%. So it's very tough in our lives, but somehow keep moving forward, and in the mood of how I can improve myself from yesterday to today, how I can avoid this maya, and how I associate more with devotees, how I associate with more with holy name. That is our mission. Before chanting holy name, why we are chanting this holy name? We are not chanting this holy name for any other reason except to please Krishna. That is the goal of our chanting. To please Krishna. He should be extremely happy with our activities. Number two, when we chant holy name, always combine holy name with Harikatha. And in between, chant verses like Harirnama, Harirnama, Harirnama eva kevalam, Kalavunasta, Evanasta, Evanasta, eva gatiranyata. This chanting process itself is a slow baby step. Just like, 9 months it takes baby to become a baby, in the same way, the chanting, it takes so much time to get perfected. But even Ajamil, right, Narayana, all the story. So our goal is how I can improve the chanting from day by day by day by day. I think out of all the most profound, best ways to chant in the mood of crying. Cry. That love for holy name should arise in our heart. Initially we do like sadhana bhakti, right? We put alarm at some time, we finish our 16 rounds. But eventually with time, our heart should get this attraction. Just like when a Bahubali 3 movie will be releasing, how much eagerness, right? For a male and female, this is what Vrtasura says, when there is a male and female natural attraction, when a calf runs to mother cow, how quickly, have you ever seen a calf running to mother cow to drink milk? It runs. That natural love. So devotion is nothing but pure motherly, pure, beyond pure love. To love Krishna, we have to understand who we are. Our eternal position is we are eternal servants of Krishna. That is our position. Krishna is our father, mother, boss, everything. But somehow in Sistastaka prayers, we lose that eternal bondage. Somehow we have to fan that and have that deep connection, quality connection with Krishna. In the mood of crying, begging that, my dear Krishna, I did some mistake, that's why I came here. I do so many offenses. I am hypocritical. I don't do things perfectly. My dear Krishna, please, you know, we need your mercy. My dear Radharani, please give your mercy. I completely dependent on your mercy. I am so insignificant, like a small ant, like a small ant. Now, please, I beg to the Holy Name. Holy Name, please reveal it to me. I have been chanting for so many years, so many decades, but I don't have that rasa. Once, just give me a taste of one drop of rasa of Holy Name. How I get that? You know, it's all practice. So, out of all, as Hare Krishna, our only job is to chant. That's it. That's how we establish that pure quality connection. Bhagavatam, everything will be helping us to build that connection. Because our mind has so many doubts and Bhagavatam clears our doubts, but our ultimate goal is to chant, chant, chant. That's our ultimate goal. But right now where I am, I have extreme difficulty to concentrate, finish, but keep moving forward. Krishna sees our efforts. Just staying in devotees association and, you know, no Vaishnava opera, the mind is very powerful. It keeps saying that, it's not a good devotee, not a good devotee. In Omaha, Nebraska, for whole state, there may be like 25, 30 devotees. So, Brahmanda Brahmitekon, finding devotee association is extremely difficult. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, anybody who says Krishna once, he is a devotee. That is the definition of devotee. So anyways, those are my thoughts about Holy Name. It's all about Holy Name. It's all about Holy Name. We don't need to remember even one verse of Bhagavad Gita Bhagavatam. It all boils down to how I can chant. That's the only promise we do to our spiritual master at the time of initiation, right? Four regulative principles, and we chant Holy Name, 16 rounds. We never promise in that fire sacrifice that I do anything else, right? I go to temple every day, I read Bhagavad Gita every day, Bhagavatam every day. No, we don't do all that. In that fire sacrifice, we only say, I do 16 attentive rounds. 16 rounds is one thing and 16 attentive rounds is another thing. 16 loving rounds. 16 quality, high quality, top quality rounds. So that is the just by mantra, Srila Prabhupada conquered whole world just by Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But anyways, whenever I give class, I keep talking about Holy Name because it's extreme laser-like focus to achieve goals. Not only material, spiritual also. What is my laser-like focus? One thing is to please Krishna, that's it. Not go back to Godhead, not, you know, become like whatever temple president or Swamiji or some X, some Y, or, you know, get 300 verses of Bhagavatam memorized, or give excellent class, or whatever, sing excellently. These are not our goals. Our goal is how I please Krishna. That is our goal in everything we do, in every service we do, in every mantra we do. Gajendra Moksh. Gajendra cried helplessly. That pleased Krishna. And immediately started running. That helplessness, separation is essential. Anyways, please give all your mercy so that, you know, I only talk. You know, my actions and talking is so different, right? So one day, with all Vaishnavas' mercy, my only, I think, hope is Vaishnavas' prayers, Vaishnavas' mercy, and Krishna's mercy, and Krishna, Radharani's mercy. My efforts, I never get there. With only mercy of Vaishnavas and mercy of Mother Radhe, Radharani, and Krishna's mercy, I will get there. That's my only hope. So, any other questions, thoughts?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for... Yes.
Sorry, just wanted to mention that it was a wonderful class today, and the different examples you took about Putna, comparing that with Mother Earth and everything, really enjoyed that. And another thing I liked about today's class is you talked about the position we should be in while praying to Krishna. That's a reiteration, but yeah, we need to constantly remind ourselves. So thank you so much for that, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much for your wonderful services, Lakshmi Mataji.
It's always a pleasure to hear you, Prabhuji. So anybody else has any more questions for Prabhuji at this point?
Hare Krishna. As usual, very inspiring class. Prabhuji, yes, you are mentioning that when more and more difficulties came, we have to become more and more sincere in the bhakti. But Prabhuji, sometimes when, and we think that why it happened with me, including myself, but then when we start to hear Srisi Bhagavatam reading, hardly we read, we are so dull that hardly 15 or 20 minutes we read Bhagavatam, but from hearing from last 3.5 years, Bhagavatam, Srisi Bhagavatam, we understand that the Kunti Maharani, how many difficulties came in her life, but she is still asking that give more and more difficulties so that I never forget the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And Kunti Maharani, Sitarani, Radharani, Draupadi ji, Subhadra ji, so many examples in our Srisi Bhagavatam. So Prabhuji, thank you very much. And one more thing I want to add, that when we are working and it's very hard day, so that Krishna is taking taste every day, every moment, every minute, every second. So that Sambhari Prabhu told that you have to complete at least minimum round, 11 to 12 round before start your day, before start your job. But that 4 round is going very materially. But I have learned that from last 3.5 years, after hearing Srisi Bhagavatam, we can, in our lunch time, before taking lunch, we can complete our, not complete, we can do over that 4 round very attentively, Prabhuji. So that main point, that hearing Srisi Bhagavatam every day is very important. By hearing, we can chant so attentively our round. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your association. It's so much inspiring us. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. As usual, very nectarian class. Hari Bol.
Thank you so much. Such an excellent suggestion, Mataji, that, you know, we chant during our lunch time. You know, that's a great thought. We chant, And, you know, for devotees, Krishna give more and more calamities. The more better devotee you are becoming, the more problems you get. Right? Because he wants to test your unmovable faith. Krishna needs pure, 100% pure. He doesn't touch anything unpure. Kunti Maharani prayers, right? Vipada santata sasva tatra tatra jagat guru. Give me more and more and more and more calamity. And Srila Prabhupada, how many getting a ticket to America, and even before that, 3 years writing this Srimad Bhagavatam, he doesn't go take breakfast. He goes from Vrindavan to Delhi right, with this handwritten copies in rickshaw, and then train, and then rickshaw. Because he's a sadhu, where does he get money? Right? He doesn't even eat breakfast, and then he to take these copies, what he wrote, to the printer. Printer says, hey, Prabhuji or Swamiji, did you even eat breakfast? And the printer in the printing press used to give food to Srila Prabhupada. Imagine those days. And Prabhupada has to go and write hundreds of letters and meet hundreds of people to get one ticket to America. That to 2 months visa. And on the way, two heart attacks. There is no 911, no hospital. Only Krishna. Seasickness. I'm entering into the foreign land 1965. At that time, there is no Indian stores, no Indians, much of Indians anywhere, right? The first house he was there with Agarwal's family, they are meat eaters. The fridge is with meat, and the sadhu has to eat in the same utensils, same thing. And he got a stroke. So, Krishna tests, but Krishna delivers. Krishna delivers. You never see a devotee, whose glory is now. Now, how much? In every temple, every morning in our lives, how much we are grateful to Krishna and Prabhupada. So this is the delivering of Krishna. Oh yeah, devotee should be like this. And the eternity of time, what Prabhupada did will be in all of our hearts and in the history books. Nabhyato nabhavishyat. There is only one person who can do this. In the past, in the present, and in the future. Even with this technology, with all the studies, with all this money, now a lot of money, right? Where people are traveling, hundreds of people are traveling all over the world. This 70-year-old man without phone, without email, without internet, without anything accomplished, this is unbelievable. That gives goosebumps. Because it is the delivery of Krishna. And it is when you read that diary, most insignificant beggar, that is the status of Srila Prabhupada, most insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And then Krishna delivers. But anyways, thank you for reminding Kunti Maharani prayers. So we are reading a chapter a day, Mataji and myself. Today, probably we'll read, we are at first canto 8 chapter. We are planning to read the whole chapter. So we are reading a chapter every day. Kunti Maharani prayers, Bhishma's prayers, and each chapter is next. Thank you so much.
Hi, Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for class. Just one question. You said that when we are chanting, our only desire should be to please Krishna. So if we had the desire in our chanting, or if our motivation to chant is to have a loving relationship with Krishna, is that, would you consider that a step below simply chanting to please Krishna? Or is it the same as pleasing Krishna? Or is there selfishness in that desire? Can you shed light on that?
Yes, I think that this is an excellent question. When, you know, Krishna got severe headache, the only cure for that headache is to give the sand or the dust from the lotus feet of pure devotee. And in this story, they approached many, many devotees. Can we give, you know, dust from our feet to put on Krishna's head? When we cook prasadam, I saw people wear masks so that that small drop of saliva doesn't fall in prasadam. Forget about putting our dirt in the prasadam. Forget about putting dirt at a, you know, altar. Now Krishna wants dirt from lotus feet of a devotee so that he wants to apply on his head, so that the headache gets relieved. It's not just a, you know, headache relieved by Tylenol. And you know, they searched the whole universe, planets, everywhere. And everybody says, oh, I love Krishna, but I can't do this. I love so much, I can't do this. But they went finally to Vrindavan and to Gopikas. They said, you know, if Krishna is feeling sorrow, even whatever, we don't care about what happens to us. We only care about Krishna's happiness. And take this death dust from our lotus feet. I'm saying the Gopika's lotus feet, but they said, please. And they gave the dust from their lotus feet. So, you know, I ask people why you chant, and people have different things. I am not expert of, but in my opinion, with this story, with this pastime, the only mission of our anything, not only chanting, anything, is how I can please Krishna. By pleasing Krishna, that loving relationship will automatically happen. But, you know, developing that loving relationship is very important. That's a good goal. That's a very good goal. But by pleasing Krishna, everything will be accomplished. So if you asked me where you place this, with my limited knowledge, you know, I am a small dust particle and so insignificant, and with this insignificant brain, you know, small brain, I humbly think that pleasing Krishna comes at the top, and just below that is we pray, hey, I want this loving relationship to you. Just slightly below. Maybe I'm wrong, but with my limited knowledge, that's what I feel. But no, excellent question. Thank you so much for asking.
Yeah, your answer makes a lot of sense to me. You know, because like you said, you know, if you're pleasing Krishna, then your loving relationship will automatically evolve from there. And also, you know, I was thinking that if you're praying for that loving relationship, you know, some mundane emotional need might be mixed in there, you know. So you might think you're praying for that loving relationship with Krishna, but actually you're looking for, you know, your own, let's say, selfish emotional needs to be fulfilled. So, yeah, I think your answer makes a lot of sense to me. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you so much. Please bless all the devotees. Please bless and pray for me. And I don't want to take your time. If you want, I have all the time in the world. I love Srimad Bhagavatam. I love at least, you know, devotee association through phone. Any other questions?
All right, so once again, thank you so much, Prabhuji. We really had a great session today and really grateful to you and look forward to having your association again in future. As nobody else has any more questions for us at this point, we would like to end the call.
Thank you so much. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, His Grace Prasannatma Prabhuji Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.